USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeffrey Zients announced Monday that it's time to impose some requirements on COVID-19 vaccines. Last week, the president called on states and local governments to use funding they have received to give $100 to anyone who gets fully vaccinated. But he went a step further and said that there must be mandates. President Biden called Tuesday for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign after a months-long investigation concluded that he sexually harassed at least 11 women, including current and former employees. New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says the governor wants to live by a different set of rules than the average New Yorker.
He committed federal crimes as well as he broke state laws as well, laws that he signed into law.
Audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who made waves as a witness during the Trump impeachment proceedings, claimed on MSNBC the former president is responsible for over 600,000 COVID deaths in America, and that would have been prevented if he was removed from office.
There's a direct logic link to the 600,000 dead. If the president was held accountable, removed, we would have 600,000 more Americans walking the streets today. If they censured him, the president would be on his heels, and he would probably have been a little more cautious going into COVID. We wouldn't have an economic disaster.
Vindman, who has been on a media tour to promote a new book, was an important witness for Democrats during the House impeachment inquiry. Authorities say a gunman shot and wounded three people at a Tennessee business and was later fatally shot by police. Police say the shooting happened early Tuesday at a Smile Direct Club manufacturing facility in Nashville. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Tuesday issued a new moratorium on evictions that would last until October 3rd as the Biden administration sought to quell intensifying criticism that it was allowing vulnerable renters to lose their homes during a pandemic. The new moratorium could help keep millions in their homes as the coronavirus Delta variant has spread and states have been slow to release federal rental aid. It would temporarily halt evictions in counties with substantial and high levels of virus transmission and would cover areas where 90% of the U.S. population lives. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell had some comments on Biden's first 6 months in office. USA's Tim Berg has more.
It's been more than 6 months since President Joe Biden took office. Senate Minority Leader and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell offers his review of the president's time in office, beginning with the economy.
Mostly what they had to do was not get in the way. So where are we 6 months in? The U.S. economy has broken some recent records, mostly the wrong ones. Inflation just clocked its steepest 12-month increase in more than a decade.
The White House saying they believe prices for goods will go down as the economy returns to normal. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.